Bayou Diversity with Kelby Uchley.
Last year, a local man with too much time on his hands chose to spend a beautiful spring morning driving the back roads of Franklin Parish armed with a .22 caliber rifle. At some point, he spotted a spectacular adult bald eagle perched in a tree and shot him. He cut off the bird's magnificent white head and threw the carcass in a ditch. As a boy growing up in the outdoors of North Louisiana, I never once got a glimpse of our national bird in the wild. There were almost none to see. Continental populations of bald eagles had been decimated by the pesticide DDT. When leaching into the food web, it resulted in eggshells too thin to support the embryos inside. In Louisiana, the few surviving birds nested in remote swamps along the coast. DDT was eventually banned, and bald eagles were placed under the protective umbrella of the Endangered Species Act. The slow recovery commenced. In the early 1970s, I began conducting wintering eagle surveys for the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service. Each year, a growing number of bald eagles from the north overwintered in areas of prime habitat, such as the region that would become the Mollusky Unit of Upper Ouachita National Wildlife Refuge and the Belt River Bottoms. Still, a successful nest in North Louisiana was years in the future. Since that time, the recovery of bald eagle populations across America has become one of our nation's most rewarding conservation success stories, and eagle nests are now fairly common in our area. The man who killed the Franklin Parish eagle was apprehended and sentenced in federal court just a few weeks ago. He received a substantial fine and loss of privileges. A harsh penalty reflects the seriousness of the crime and intends to serve as a deterrent to depraved behavior. The message is not getting out. A few days ago, a bald eagle was found walking along a road in Union Parish. He was captured and an examination yielded a wing broken from gunshot. Amputation was necessary, and the wild bird will spend the rest of his life in a cage. What does this say about our local culture that we would foster such conduct with less than outrage?
Bayou Diversity is written and narrated by Kelby Uchely and produced in the studios of KEDM Public Radio.
It's the Most of the Big Band Show. I'm Richard Harrison.
Hello again. You're swinging down the lane with David Miller.
You're listening to Car Talk with us, Click and Clack, the Tappert Brothers.
This is American Roots. I'm Nick Spitzer.
Hi, this is Pat Mitchell-Worley, and coming up on Bill Street Caravan.
Hello, and welcome to Acoustic Cafe. I'm your host, Rob Reinhart,
New Orleans, all the way live.
My name is George Engmeyer.
Hello, this is Garrison Keillor.
You're listening to The Set List. I'm Josh Madden.
Your financial support makes these programs possible here on 90.3 KEDM Public Radio.